Okay. Any question? Good. Everybody knows what are we talking about. We are in a story of Moses and Pharaoh, and Moses is trying to make a deal here. The deal is, you give me one, I give you four. That one is that you come down from that position that you believe you are the God. What I give you is solid. Remember, he counted it 1, 2, 3, 4, which was health and good life and everything, whatever a Pharaoh wants, really. Because at the end he said, listen, I'm giving you the quality, the real stuff, not the simple stuff. Okay? Now what will happen? Of course we know, later, Pharaoh will talk with the wife, then he's not satisfied, we'll go to the vizier, blah, 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 blah. But that's the story. What are we studying here? Rumi, Masnavi. He's telling the story to tell something else. And we know that. Because this is the language of this knowledge. We cannot talk about it. We have to prepare the stories, blah, 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 all of that. Okay, here, the story is very delicate. Therefore, it needs some additional stuff. Then we come back to this story. At the end of these offers, now Rumi talks about this offer. First of all, how was this offer? It was good, fantastic, wasn't it? Wasn't it? It's not. It's nothing. Because what is giving is nothing, it's just a life. It's the simplest stuff. We are talking about the quality of being human, having the passion, feeling and all that, right? But could we talk to Pharaoh about that? He doesn't get it. So we come to something. Talk to the people at the level of their understanding, not yours. Because when you start with your understanding, they don't get it. You are at another level. So there will be no communication. This is the first paragraph to explain it today. Okay, the guilty party today. You. Yeah. Are you ready to read?
I think so.
Okay, do so.
Explanation of the tradition. Speak ye unto men according to the measure of their understandings, not according to the measure of your understanding, so that God and his messenger may not be given the lie. Since my business happens to be with the child, I must accordingly speak the language suited to children, saying, go to school, that I may buy a bird for you, or bring raisins and walnuts and pistachio nuts.
Why the chicken? Look at it. Talking with the children, and I will tell them, I'll buy you the chicken, right? The bird. What is that? No. This is a very old traditional stuff in Iran. This is a little sweet stuff with one stick at the end of it to do this. And it's the form of a cock. because that's the simplest stuff to make it. So that's what it is. The bird here is that sweet stuff. I will give you the sweet stuff, the
lollipop.
Lollipop.
Yeah.
Almost lollipop, yeah. Okay.
You know us only the youth of the body. Take this youthfulness. Take the barley, O ass. No wrinkle will fall upon your face. Thy fortunate youthfulness will remain fresh. Neither will the witheredness of old age come over your countenance, nor will your cypress-like figure be bent double. Nor will the strength of youth vanish from you, nor in your teeth will there be decay or pain. And that is this Latin stuff. Shall I try it?
Yeah.
Nec libido et futuitio ac cotis maritalis adio deficit unt feminis ta diem sit propter languorem tum.
Means what?
What is that? The glory of youth will be open to you in such wise as the good tidings brought by Ukasha open to him the door of paradise.
Okay. First, the verse that you didn't know what it is, it's a very simple stuff. It's that there will be no shortage in your sexual power, and you wish to have to make love, and you will not be in a way that the women will be bored from your non-activity. You don't need any Viagra and stuff. That's a translation, because in the Victorian time, the sexuality, they don't even talk about it. There's nothing else. Okay. Then, what was this paragraph? What was it?
Lots of promises.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very simple stuff. He said, listen, I'm facing a child, so I have to talk childish. Okay? So we'll talk like this children. You will remain young, you will have the power, you will not have the wrinkle on your skin, you will remain the same. All of that is what? Is the childish stuff, because that's the only thing you understand. So I say that it's not what I mean, but symbolically, that's the only way I could talk about it. What else can I say? I'll say, yes, you will have the same figure. You will not get old. You will not get weak and blah, 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 blah. Why? Because the only thing you understand is that animal life. So I paint that animal life the best possible. I get rid of your worry, but remember, this is the childish stuff. This is that picture that I said, it's not ours, we don't do like that, okay? Again, another explanation, yes.
The saying of the prophet, on whom be peace, whosoever shall bring me the glad news of the expiration of Safar, I will give him the glad news of his being destined to enter paradise.
Yeah, this is a trick that he said, okay, the first one who will come and will let me know that this is the last moment of my life, I will send it that fellow. That fellow will go to paradise because my death will be the good stuff for me. That's the end of my process. There is nothing wrong with dying. The fellow will say, the one who brings me the news will be in paradise. Yes.
The deceased Ahmad, the prophet of the last epoch of time, will indisputably occur in the first Rabi. When his heart shall gain knowledge of this moment of decease, he will become intellectually in love with that moment. And when Safar comes, he will rejoice on account of Safar, saying, after this month, I will make the journey.
Here he's playing with the word Safar. Safar is that month, and Safar means traveling. And I say, okay, in this Safar, I'm happy I'm making that traveling. Yes?
From this longing for guidance, he was crying every night till daybreak. O Most High Companion on the way, he said, any person who gives me the good news when Safar steps forth from this world, that Safar is past and that the month of Rabi is come, for him I will be a bearer of good news and an intercessor. Ukasha said, Safar is past and gone. He said, O mighty lion, paradise is yours. Someone else came saying, Safar is past. He said, Ukasha has borne away the fruit for the good news. Men, therefore rejoice in the world's departing from them, while these children rejoice in its abiding. Inasmuch as the blind bird did not see the sweet water, the briny water seems to it like catarrh. Thus was Moses enumerating the gifts of grace, saying, the pure of thy fortune will not be turned into dregs. He said, thou hast done well and spoken well, but give me time that I may take counsel with my good friend.
So, what was it? Last paragraph he explained, listen, I'm talking childish, therefore I say this. But the biology didn't get it really. Did you? No. He said, listen. It's like this. The transformed people, let's say the prophets, they love it to die, because that's a time and they're waiting, and what will happen? They get rid of this physical animal shape and they go in a spiritual space and they are there forever. That's how it works. Where is Rumi? That's how they look at it. Therefore, they love it. The children? No. They love this one. They love only this life. That's why here Moses will give him all the stuff about this life, because he's childish. He is afraid of dying. What is death? That is another part of. That is another part of. That is another part of. That is another part of.